You can maintain understanding mindfulness. You just do. When you just do, you don't project your thought, you don't create fear, you don't worry. That is slowly, slowly transforming yourself into heedful living. Heedful living means you live life with a heedful mind. No more projection of thought to arise the fear, the worry, the anxiety, the unhappiness, the like and dislike. So all this mind state, they will start to like disappear or become less and less. So that's how the daily life transforms. From heedless way of living, you transform and change over to a more and more heedful way, like you experience. You don't have to worry about things. You realize all this fear, worry, anxiety won't help you. What is important is have clarity of mind to just do. Do what you have to do within that moment with mindfulness, with awareness, with joy, with understanding. Then develop more and more right view to accept the moment, the reality within the moment. Every moment is very pristine and beautiful. Where there is the reality. The reality is, truth is. Like the Buddha said, condition like that, things will be like that, cannot be otherwise. So these are the wisdom, the right view and the right understanding that can bring about that transformation. And you slowly will develop it. So what you have gone through is just maybe the beginning of it. You realize you have less problem. You worry less. You don't have to like become the old Karen that has a lot of anxiety, excitement, or fear, worry, anxiety. No more. There are all those mind state are negative mind state, born of wrong thought, wrong view, that develop all the negativity of mind state, which are not conducive for cultivation. They are not noble eightfold path factors. They are all heedless thinking, wrong thought, that condition, negativity. So you're supposed to train your mind, develop the four right effort to root them out, to abandon them, to prevent them from arising. So all this need cultivation. The Avijja Sutta, the first five steps, you need to go through them. Okay?